It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Okie dokie, welcome to the podcast there, huh?
Okie dokie.
I suppose, was that Mario?
That was Mario. Okie dokie. Select your player.
Okie dokie.
Mario Grand Prix.
Anyway, I went UP and you went
Mario.
Mario, that's great. Okay, so we touched a little bit on this in sports today on the Plan B Morning Show, but we wanted to really expand on this. And I guess maybe it's kind of a conspiracy theory type day. So Antonio Brown, right? He is a receiver for,
Yeah, well, he was for the Steelers.
And now he's with the
He's
the Browns. He's with the Browns, and he's one of the main targets along with Odell Beckham Jr. now on the Browns. And honestly, the Browns are looking pretty good. So here's the deal, though, is that Antonio Brown has not been able to practice because of an injury. He hasn't been able to practice. He hasn't been able to participate in any of the drills. Obviously, we've started preseason. Here's the thing: he got frostbite on his feet.
He's playing for the Raiders.
For the Raiders now he is. Okay, so anyway, so he's playing for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And anyway, so he was on the cover of Madden. Madden 19.
Yep.
Now he can't practice or play because he's still dealing with frostbite on his feet. He got from like some crypto therapy.
Crypto thing. Cryo.
Yeah,
crypto,
something like that. You know, it's I don't know if it's dry ice or what. It's super cold stuff. So he's got frostbite.
Yeah.
Now, if you do not know about the Madden curse, this is a, we can't say real thing, you know.
Dude, it's weird, though. It's wild.
Yeah. It's this thing where if you get on the cover of Madden, you end up either getting injured or you tank after at. Let's see. This was from here. Because Mahomes is going to be the new one. He's on the cover
2020.
For 2020. So I think he's at, and that's out. It's actually out now. It got released like August 2nd.
Yeah.
So, of the 22 players who have been selected to grace the cover of Madden games through the seasons, 16 have had troubling or abruptly shortened seasons following their cover debut.
Dude, that is some stat right there.
16 out of 22, bro.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And now, who was just on it last year? Antonio Brown.
Yeah, we're talking like in the 70s, like percentage-wise.
Yeah, that's nuts, man. So, actually, it might even be more than that, don't you think?
Yeah, well, half of 22 is 11. What would you say, 16?
16.
22, it's going to be high 70s, maybe?
High 70s, maybe 80%.
Yeah.
That's still high odds, man.
Yep.
That's crazy high odds. Yeah. So, and what's even crazier, reading that little fact about Antonio Brown, he got frostbite on the cover, on his Madden cover. One of the gaming developers that they used was called Frostbite.
Dude.
So he had frostbite on his cover, and then he gets frostbite on his feet after he was on the cover. Dude, that's...
Hey, pull up the cover of Mahomes right now in 2020. Let's see if there are any other game developers on there like Pitfall or...
Mahomes, Madden... Yeah, I know.
The game developer.
Yeah.
Sudden car crash.
Oh, no. Here it
says. Development company.
Here it says overrated development company.
Oh,
zing!
Yeah.
Bow, boo, bah. God, if Kiki was in here, she'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I will say I don't like it because it's him flexing. Which, can guys, don't flex. All right. If you're a youngster playing sports right now, flexing is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
You're not a weightlifter.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not a bodybuilder. Why are you flexing?
Just get into form.
It makes you look like a douche.
Hold the ball on your shoulder.
Let's hear where we can so that is the cover, right? Here we go. Let's see. NFLPA Superstar Edition. I don't really see anything on here that would be.
Oh, it says superstar, huh?
Yeah, edition. He's the lowest ranked one on there. Let's see. I don't see anything else on there. Not on the back, anyways.
You know, it's surprising to me that you don't like Mahomes more than you do because he's the most Aaron Rodgers-esque kind of a QB in NFL.
He's got to win a Super Bowl first before he's Aaron Rodgers-esque.
Well,
anyway, so what do you think about this Madden curse? What's your take on the Madden
curse?
It's
very ironic, man. It really is, and it's not like it just came to light. It's been a thing for a long time, and for the longest time, I'm pretty sure it was like 100%. It's weird. It really is weird. I don't know. What do you say? What do you say about it?
So,
you just gotta wait to see if Mahomes gets hurt.
Garrison Hurst broke his ankle in 1998 shortly after starring on the cover of Madden NFL 99. Mm-hmm. And then it's just kind of snowballed after that.
You know, I wonder what John Madden feels about it. Maybe he's the curser.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's an old warlock. You know, and he put a curse on anyone. I mean,
for fuck's sake, he looks like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, so Antonio Brown was on there.
Fiery eyebrows.
Let's see. Tom Brady was on at an 18, but it didn't. Tom Brady hasn't had any issues. Gronk, he was on 17, but Gronk was injured all the time beforehand.
Yeah.
Let's see. Then you had Odell.
Who got hurt, didn't he?
No, he didn't. The season after making the cover, Beckham's season was marred by some on-field anger issues. But, yeah, he had that. He was suspended and everything. I guess he wasn't injured, but I guess you could say he didn't have the best year.
Mm-hmm.
1,400 receiving yards, 13 touchdowns. He actually had high numbers that year.
Patrick Mahomes, last year's MVP. Now he's on the cover of Madden. Huh.
Here's a guy goes from the MVP one year to not even playing the next.
Peyton Hillis. Who's that guy? I never even heard of him.
I mean, what was the first person on that Madden? Because the Madden cover used to be just John Madden. He's fine. You think he'd be dead?
Yeah, so one was the first. Well, here. Madden 99. It was Garrison Hurst.
Oh, wow.
So he was the first one to be on the cover.
Because before Madden 99, it was Madden 64, I thought, right? Or Madden.
Yeah, it was always Madden. So, yeah, after being named the first ever cover athlete for the upcoming edition of Madden NFL, Hurst led the 49ers to the playoffs, only to suffer a horrifying broken ankle in the team's second round game against the Falcons.
Hey.
And then it just goes on.
Well, dude, you know, I mean, you saw Mahomes slide, you know, before the end zone already in preseason.
No, he dove.
No, he slid.
Oh, did he slide?
Yeah, he
Either
slid.
Way. God, the fact that he's out running the ball in preseason.
Yeah. Well, he slid before the end zone. I you know, in a real game, he would have put a shoulder down or spun out, but.
Which even then, that's, I mean,
I guess. Even sliding is sketchy. Even sliding, if you don't know how to slide, dude, that's even sketchier than putting your shoulder down.
Foot caught up, and if you don't get down fast enough, too, you still get lit up, man.
Yeah, you're not sliding on dirt like you are in Major League Baseball. No, it's a turf field. It's very grippy.
So, we'll see. He's announced it's out now, and the season is starting very soon.
I wonder how he feels about it.
Madden curse. It's got to be in your head. Now, think about this, too. What about this? What if getting on the cover of Madden, subconsciously you're playing different?
Yeah, maybe.
You're trying to live up to the cover, like, oh, I'm a cover star. Yeah. I can make that catch. I can get past that guy. Yeah. Maybe you take some chances that you normally wouldn't take.
I mean, dude, they're saying the littlest things in the NFL do make you conscious of how you play and how you feel during that day.
Oh, for sure.
Like that new thing with Antonio Brown now, him bitching about the helmet that he's worn for I don't know, since college, maybe even high school. Mm-hmm. And now there's a new rule in the NFL where, hey, you got to change your helmet. It's got to be under these regulations. And Antonio Brown is bitching about it hard. And people are like, come on, man, it's just a helmet. And at first, I was on board with that. I'm like, dude, it's just a piece of equipment.
Yeah.
But then he got into detail of what the helmet does and why he doesn't like it. So the sidebars on the face mask now are more forward than his old helmet.
Yeah.
And so his peripheral is blocked by these bars. And another thing, the face mask is actually longer away from your face. Mm. So as a receiver, turning your head to catch a ball, his face mask is hitting his shoulder pad.
Can he get a new face mask on there? Or is it all required?
Regulations. Oh. You have to have a certain, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know all the regulations.
Yeah.
But they're like, it's getting deep now because Antonio Brown is bitching.
Yeah.
And there was a guy on Undisputed. I can't remember who it was, but he was a previous receiver. And he went through the exact same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you have no idea how much a face mask can change.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the way you play as a receiver.
Yeah.
He's like, you get up in the morning, you put your pads on, you look in the mirror. He's like, you know, you feel good. You feel good with your. He's like, even when they changed my jersey, like, I'd be like, dude, give me my other jersey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just don't feel comfortable in something different. You play a certain way and you look a certain way and you go into that game feeling good.
Yeah.
And that's the number one thing they were saying yesterday is you can't bitch about it unless you've put a helmet on.
Yeah.
You know, it's all these armchair people armchair quarterbacks, receivers, whatever. Oh, it's fine. You've never put a fucking helmet on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, or when you did, you were in high school, and we all got those horrible, you know, big white face masks and everything.
He said specifically the first time he put that new face mask on, he did a fly and looked over his right shoulder to catch a bomb. And that bar that set forward a little bit totally blocked the ball coming in from his right side.
Really?
Didn't catch it. He's like, dude, it was because of that bar. And he's like, ever since that first practice, I've been bitching about it.
Jesus.
So
I think you should be able to wear whatever you
want.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, you can't throw a leather helmet on, obviously.
Yeah. No, that's actually what they should
do. You're the player.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a face mask. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like it's okay. I'm making that choice to be a little less safe. That smaller face mask is going to affect someone else. It'll affect him.
Right.
And he's making that choice. I think you should be allowed to choose. Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree with him on that one.
Anyway, well, we'll wait and see, but the Madden curse is definitely, it's not like one or two people. It's 16 out of 22.
That's the fact right there that blows my mind.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, you think Mahomes is like, I don't want to be on the cover this year. I just don't really want to.
He's a goober. Like, I don't want to do it.
He does kind of talk like Kermit a little bit. No, I don't want to be on the Madden cover this year. I just want to be the MVP again.
But seriously, think about it. First game. What if he just gets lit up,
dude?
Yeah, season over.
You know what? If it happens, we got to show the next.
Could you tell people then, like, hey, I don't want to be on the cover? Would you have to have a choice? Yeah, it's you. Yeah, you can say no. I don't want to do it.
I wonder how much you get paid for that.
And also, he's only had one good season. The fact that he's already on the Madden cover is ridiculous.
Dude. I didn't pick it.
He's going to be like Garrison Harris or whoever the first guy was, never hear from him again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's on the cover.
He's going to get his femur snapped.
Oh, dude.
I don't want anything bad to happen
to
him.
No, don't say the femur, dude. That is, you know how loud that is? Could you imagine?
Man. But he's a young ball player. He's a physical ball player, so you got to be careful, man.
He's a baller, dude. You got to admit.
You got to be careful.
The boy, his last season.
He plays football. He had
52 touchdowns or something stupid.
Yeah, big whoop.
You want to fight about it?
Big whoop, want to fight about it?
I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, when you're throwing a Tyreek Hill and what's his face.
There's three people ever in the history of football that's done that. Tom Brady was one, Patrick Mahomes, and it was like some dude from like 1902, I think.
And when you got guys like Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Dude, you got to give him some credit.
No, I'm not going to. Not yet. Not until he has.
At least let this come out of your mouth. He had a fantastic season last year.
He had a great first year. He did. He had a great first year.
An unbelievable first year.
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't his first. It was his first year actually
as a starter. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, so did Kaepernick. So did Russell Wilson. So did. Yeah.
Mahomes, stay off your knees, dude. Don't. Take a knee. Don't, Jesus, man, just keep throwing touchdowns.
Well, see, he doesn't need to because he's actually getting attention. That's why Kaepernick did it, was to get attention. Yeah. I know that may seem insensitive, but you know what? Everyone forgets the fact that Kaepernick got benched seasons before because he wasn't playing worth a shit.
Yeah, he's done, right?
Yeah, he's done now because no team would pick him up.
Yep.
No team would pick him up.
It's sad.
No, it's not. He wasn't performing. He was third string. He was third string, man.
You know what? Can we pick him up for our flag?
Yeah.
For our flag
there you
team?
Go. No, I don't even want him. I don't want some third string scrub on my team. Come on now.
All right.
Come on now.
You know?
I want Mayfield, man. I want Baker Mayfield. So I want. Anyway.
You haven't rallied around Mahomes. I haven't rallied around Baker Mayfield.
Again, I'm not saying anything bad about the guy. He's a great athlete, but he also has amazing weapons. Dude, Tyreek Hill catches anything his way. He has a tight end that is basically the receiver. And I'm so pissed right now, I can't think of the guy's name. What the hell's his name?
Who do you think's better, Baker Mayfield or Mahomes?
Oh, Mahomes is better.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mahomes is better. But Baker Mayfield is a hell of a quarterback. And that's the other thing. Put Mayfield on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put him on a team that's got an amazing defense and a fantastic receiver core, which that's why I think.
I disagree with you on that. Personality is different.
What?
Personality has a lot to do with that.
What do you mean?
It's just personality. I mean, you're a big thing.
He led the Browns to a 6-7 record last year.
Yeah. But there's stuff into that as well. You just can't put any good quarterback on the Browns and then boom. It just happened to fit. Like, your big thing always is, like, you can take a good quarterback and put him on a good team and he's always going to be good. Yeah. I don't believe in that.
I absolutely. Because think about what Rodgers did on a bum knee and a top 25. His defense was terrible. And he still had the most passes, completions to interceptions. Of the season, still put up a ton of touchdowns. See,
but I think there's more.
And the Packers were garbage last year.
More into it, though. There's got to be more. I'm trying to think.
I'm not saying they'll have
to. If you take Russell Wilson away from the Seahawks and you put him on another team, he's going to be good. He's going to be great.
Yeah.
But I don't. I just think there's a relationship there that you're missing. Like, there's a relationship that a quarterback has to develop with his team before he becomes a superstar.
I agree, because when you look back at the 2010 season when the Packers won,
like, QBs just aren't interchangeable. It takes a while for them to create relationship with certain players, certain coaches.
Yeah, I agree. But if you let's say you put Rodgers on the Patriots now, well, maybe not now because he doesn't have Gronk, but I think absolutely
I can go both ways.
Because there's quarterbacks that have had winning seasons, Super Bowl winning seasons on multiple teams.
Well, perfect example. Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Goes to the Vikings. What happens?
Well, they almost made it to the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right.
They lost because he threw an interception. He did what Brett Favre did to us a couple of times.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
But they did. They had a great season. He didn't do so well on the Jets.
Right.
You know, but you know, you find the right team. And I think for good teams, you can't just put them on any team.
But
it was like
Brett Favre was You couldn't compare a Brett Favre Viking or a Brett Favre Jet to when Brett Favre was at Green Bay.
No, of course not. But then also you got to look at age too. I mean, like, he's older. You put a guy in his prime.
Yeah.
You know, and of course there is a learning thing. And if teams aren't copacetic, if they aren't getting along, it's not going to go well. But what I'm saying is more of, you take a talented quarterback, a top-tier quarterback, mm-hmm. those handful that are just a cut above the rest, mm-hmm. you can really plug them into most offenses with most people and still have them perform well. But if the rest of the team isn't doing their part either, right. You know, that's what I'm saying is, you know, the Patriots have knockout defenses. Mm-hmm. You know, they stopped Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And even then, they still had to work their ass off, mm-hmm. but they were able to keep a top-tier quarterback from winning the game
right.
in that sense.
And you got to agree, too, though, that the Patriots, a big part of their success is the relationship within the team.
Yeah, you do have good relationships. I'll agree with that.
You know,
I will agree with that.
Because you can agree with me that the Patriots haven't always been the best team in the league.
No,
it's just they persevere because of other things that happen off the field and on the field.
Well, and it also too, Brady basically, since Belichick got there and Brady took over, mm-hmm. it's been a building and constant. And absolutely, there's something to that. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with the Packers. That's what happens with a lot of teams. And also, you can have toxic people on a team. Odell Beckham Jr., mm-hmm. perfect example. He was toxic on the Giants.
Ocho Cinco.
And anybody, who else am I thinking of? Johnny Football.
Manziel.
Manziel, toxic player. Dude, he was supposed to be the next best thing, but he was a toxic player that didn't work. Yeah, now look at him. Yeah. Now look at him. So, yeah, we'll see. But, no, obviously, we never want a player to get hurt, but I would be a little nervous if I was Mahomes. Oh. And looking at that number, 16 out of 22, that's a winning record.
Yeah, you're putting money down on that.
Exactly. If I saw those odds in the casino, I have a 16 out of 22 chance of winning.
Yeah
here you go. Wow. Here you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Mahomes, man. You know, it's weird.
They're not going to win a game this year.
Yeah, he is my... Jesus, dude.
Not a game.
I'm the self-proclaimed bandwagon fan, and Mahomes is starting to get into my realm.
Ah, cripes.
I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's getting really, really good, and I'm starting to really like him.
Drink the Kool-Aid, I guess.
Oh, every season,
just chug that Kool-Aid.
You know what, though? As a bandwagon fan, which I haven't hopped on at all, mm-hmm. the Browns.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know why? I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Cleveland's in Ohio, and I fucking hate Ohio.
I hate Ohio. But what I would like to see, though, is an act.
I love underdogs. It's kind of 50-50 there.
It's embarrassing. Like, it's those teams where it's like, you shouldn't be a professional team. Like, mm-hmm. every team should be able to perform.
Yeah.
Every team. And it's just, it's a joke. You're a professional yeah. football team.
But here's what's going on in my brain, though. If I'm cheering for an underdog, yeah. it's got to be the Lions. They got to be the most underdog.
Fuck the Lions. Yeah. That's what I say. Yeah. You ruined Barry Sanders. You had the greatest, one of the greatest running backs ever, and you wasted him. Yeah. You wasted him. You suck.
Oh, poor guy.
God, Sanders. I would have loved to have him on yeah. On the Packers.
So you're saying that if the Lions were like the undefeated, 10 games in, they've won them all. Like, there's not just a little piece of you that's like, man.
No.
Just let him have one.
No, I want to see them choke. I want to see them. You know, I want to see him go to the Super Bowl, and I want to see him get blown out.
Is that your least favorite team?
Goose egg.
In the NFL?
What, the Lions?
The Lions.
They're right up there with the Vikings.
Yeah.
They're right up there. The Vikings, and you know what a lot of it is? It's the fans, too.
Yeah.
Bears fans, they're passionate, but the Packer-Bears rivalry uh-huh. is a lot of fun, and I enjoy it. Yeah. Bears fans can be dicks, just like Packers fans can be dicks.
Yeah.
But the Lions fans and the Vikings fans are the worst, and they have no reason to be.
All right.
Like, Lions fans have no reason to talk trash at all. Oh, we beat you twice last year. Oh, we beat you four times in a row.
That's true.
Stafford has never won a playoff game. Shut your stupid mouth.
Yeah. Look at you getting worked up.
It's because it's like you have no reason to be cocky. You have none. You sit there and you shut your goddamn mouth because your quarterback, who at one point was the highest paid quarterback in the league,
dude,
has never won a playoff
all
game.
All I'm saying is I hope your Packers beat the Lions this year.
I'm excited this year because Rodgers is feeling good. We got a new coach. Everyone's speculating, but it could be a bad year. Unfortunately, we have had
Here's where you need to be careful. Mm. You need to be careful because you get so passionate about your Packers, and people realize that. So you better hope to God that your Packers do well,
yeah.
because you're the most passionate person. And what happens is if they do suck, yeah. just by chance of Packers, dude, you're gonna get a beating.
You know what?
People
no.
are going to pile
the thing.
On. So,
it's called the Lombardi Trophy. We can have off years.
Then I got to listen to it every single morning on a Monday after Sunday with people calling in, oh, your Packers. And then you get all pissed off. And then I got to deal with it and listen to it. So just ease into it, will you?
No, I'm going fucking balls to the wall. calling it right now. Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. Anything less?
Come over to this area.
No.
The bandwagon
no,
area.
No.
Because
no.
you know what? You're always happy.
You don't need to be
winning.
A bandwagon fan when you're a Packer fan because we're always good. We've had a couple rough years, and I am not looking forward when Roger leaves because it's going to be rough finding a quarterback to come in. It's probably going to be like the 70s and 80s Packers, but one day we'll have a new Brett Favre, we'll have a new Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Rodgers deserves one more. You know, because I go back to, you know, I've been pissy the last 2 years because that jackass Huntley only needed to win us two games and he couldn't do it. Rodgers would have been back in time after mm-hmm. that cheap shot, broken collarbone by that motherfucking Viking guy. Barr, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that cheap shot bullshit. Oh, broke his collarbone. Don't sit there with your words.
He's getting all worked up.
And your face.
Nobody's even bitching about the Packers. He's just getting worked up.
I'm just getting all riled up. I can spin myself into a frenzy.
God, you just sit at your house and just get boiled, huh? Is he okay?
Oh, he's very
upset. Kiki's not even home. Yeah. Who's he screaming at?
It's the season's over. What's he yelling about? And another thing. Anyway, all right. Well, we'll see what happens, man. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited for the start of the season. Hopefully nothing crazy happens in the preseason, but yeah.
Any given Sunday, that's why I love the NFL. Anything can happen at any given time.
I love football. It is the greatest sport ever.
Yeah, dude.
It is a sport that just, ugh.
And the way it's played now, it's a chess match, man.
You know, I will say, I think late 90s, early 2000s was probably some of the best football.
Yeah.
It was before, and not saying players shouldn't. You should be conscious of taking care of the players.
I would say 10 years ago was probably the best, in my opinion.
You think so?
That was before all the, you know, it's nice having safe rules.
Yeah.
You don't want to see guys getting all those injuries.
No, and
But at the same time, it was 10 years ago, it was a chess match, and it was hard-nosed football.
Yeah.
You know, so it was kind of the combination of both. Now it's really a chess match, man. It's who has the ball last, And who's kicking the ball at half a lot of the times?
It's you do because you have so many quarterbacks that are just the 2 minute drill. They've perfected it.
Everything is timed out now.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. So. Give me a good year. Brady's going to go down with a.
You say that every. Didn't everybody say that every year?
He's going to get a bunion on his old
foot.
You know
what? He might get a bunion and be out for like four games, which is fine.
He's going to have.
They're going to get enough to get in the playoffs. Yeah. Dude, I'm saying if the Patriots get in the playoffs. I don't know, man. He's old, but
they got the system,
dude.
And Gronk's not coming back. You need to let go of that pipe dream. You need to let
I'm
go of that pipe dream,
dude. That morning where they released that press conference, dude. You got to come in here and be like, dude, holy shit, how did you know?
I'll bet you $50.
$50.
Let's do $50. This is a verbal binding contract. $50.
Gronk. No, I should have the better end of this because the chances are my odds are way, way down.
All right. Okay.
If he comes back, I get 50. If he doesn't, you 25. Get 25.
25.
Perfect.
I'm fine with that.
Dude, it's gonna happen.
Might as well give me the 25 now.
It's gonna happen.
Because you are stupid.
Now they have to make the playoffs. So I think that'll happen either way. If they're not in contention for the playoffs, the bet's off.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Well, with me right now, I guarantee the Patriots make the playoffs. It's the Patriots. Brady's still there. It's the Patriots. Mm-hmm. What's his face still there? The guy with the beard?
Edelman, yeah.
Edelman. Is he still there?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he retired.
I think he's still there.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, they'll be in the playoffs for sure. All right. Well, that'll do it. I know I was trying to wrap that thing up 10 minutes ago, and then you got me all hot and bothered talking about the Packers. Don't forget to explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast. Check out our gear store. Check out the Screaming Yellow Lobster. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you guys next time.